Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. It's 7:01 in Los Angeles. It is 10:01 in New York City. It is 10:01 in Mexico City, wherever you are in the world. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight, we are talking about when your parents get old, do they move in with you or do you send them to the nursing home? I know in my community, where I'm from, you know, we take our parents in, you know. In other communities, they send their parents to the nursing home, and sometimes they never turn back. We want to hear your thoughts tonight, all right? 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. I'm grateful for my parents, my mom and my pops, regardless of, you know, whether I agree, don't agree, didn't agree. As a youngster coming up at this point in my life, I appreciate the fact that everything they did, good or bad, I know they had good intentions. Tonight, we're talking about when your parents get old, do you move them in with you? You know, do you put them up comfortably? Or do you send them to the nursing home, never to turn back? All right? Let's get into this one. It's called God Thank You. TM Hyman Radio Live. Let's get it cracking.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm wearing pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. Cause you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm wearing pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today but I got faith in tomorrow. This life hard to swallow, why I got my bottle. I fear my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. But see, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means. So they try to bring me down, at least that's how it seems. But you're king of the kings, the God of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my problems. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you, as long as I know that I'll never be without you. My faith so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me, and you do, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me for days I won't church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you, I owe you so much. I'll always be your child, please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it fits black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So I don't worry much about these hard times. You see, I'm clear it up, everything will be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing, he's turning me into something. I know God is real, and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. My own people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. Some old people might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's always worthless. I know that's a purpose, hope is never earthless, and I would not be nervous. The street lights come on, and it's time for me to go home. I worship the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. As long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca. Thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch
TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us tonight. Before we go any further, got a pause for the cause to welcome the angels to the show. Toya out of Delaware.
Hello, hello.
What's cracking tonight? Hola, hola.
Hola.
Chico out of Charlotte. What's going on?
Buenas
noches. And last but not least, Ms. Willingham, who's also in Delaware tonight. She's escaped from VA. What's cracking?
Oh, wow.
Good evening. Good evening. That's right. I'm in VA with Miss Toya. Oh, I'm sorry. D.E. With Miss Toya, I must be a little homesick. I'm sorry. But yes, I got to wait for him.
Look. Huh? I see you just skipped the state on us.
Yeah, my probation officer let me loose.
Hey, CeeLo.
Let her out. Ladies, again, welcome to the show tonight. Tonight, I want to have some fun with this tonight. You know, we have a lot of serious shows, and this is an interesting topic, but we're going to have some fun with this one tonight. Because, you know, my motto is you want to do people the way you want to be treated, right? And you definitely want to do your parents right, because they're the ones that gave us life, right? Now, I mean, many instances our parents have birthed us, raised us, cared for us until our adulthood. You know, I know some people, you know, parents wasn't with them. You know, you could have been adopted. You know, you could have had deceased parents, you know, but nevertheless, someone helped you to get to where you are, you know, and in most cases it was parents. Yet some parents, when they get old, many of them are placed in nursing homes, you know, and where people never turn back. I was somewhere last night, and I heard a real moving situation where people actually visit nursing homes where, you know, a lot of folks don't have family members. And, you know, I heard of a couple of instances where, you know, some folks have died in the nursing homes, and their family never even came back, you know, to get their bodies, and their bodies went on to the state. And I'm like, wow, how ridiculous is that? You know, I mean, I could never leave my mother or father, you know, and let them die somewhere and not go back, at least to show respect. You know, I know some circumstances, you know, drive, you know, certain situations, and I'm definitely not being judgmental. But I just want to get some thoughts tonight. You know, 917-893-9926 is the number. Call us and wage in. We want to know. You know, I thought this happened, you know, really in a lot of other communities. However, this also happens in the African-American community, you know. So let's kind of weigh in tonight. So who want to get it cracking before we jump into the next song? Who want to start this conversation off, then we'll come back?
I'll start it.
I'm not sending my mama to a retirement home.
Huh?
And why is that?
I guess just because of the way I feel about my mom. My mom already said she put it in her will that she wants to go to a home, and that's the way she's going to have it. And I dispute her every time. I feel as though all
wait,
that
wait,
my
wait.
Mom
she
has...
Wants, she wants you to put her in a nursing home? Why?
Yeah, that's what she said. Because she doesn't want her... She don't want
to
be
a burden.
Burden to me. She doesn't want to interrupt my life. But what I keep trying to explain to her is that all that she's given, sacrificed, and done for me, there's no way in this world. No, I don't owe her, and I'm not obligated to, but I love my mom, and I wouldn't dare let someone else take care of her. Why am I going to stress myself out about letting somebody else take care of her the way they're not supposed to, when I can just do it myself the way it needs to be done, and I'm not having no problems, you know what I'm saying? But again, I love my mom that much, and I wouldn't dare see her in a home, a retirement home, a nursing home. Nobody, under no one else's care but my own. But that's just, I guess, the relationship that I have with my mother.
No doubt. We're going to keep this conversation going. It is 6:09 in the a.m. out in Russia. It's 3:09 a.m. in the United Kingdom, folks. We got folks listening all over the world. Let's check this out. It's called Why Main Scrap. We're going to keep it going. Team Hot Radio Live.
Got a couple questions for you, man. Let's go.
Why do we have to play? Why do we play these games?
Are we playing for?
Why do we talk and fight?
I don't wanna fight.
Can we get it right?
gotta hurt. Gotta hurt. You left me so damaged. I know that love hurt, but I forgot to bring my bandage. They always say it's just meant to be here to come back. But since you left, baby, I've been on the wrong track. I just wanna say I'm in love with you, babe. And I'ma always be there like MJ. Do you remember the time we fell in love? All the mountains we climbed, time to time, just the two of us. When you said goodbye, I seen a dove fly. You never seen a thug cry till your love died. I'm just asking why we gotta play these games. Through the rain, I hope we see the sun again. In order to feel good, you gotta go through pain. Enough playing, baby, all I'm saying is
Informer here, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Before that joint, Didi, who's not in VA tonight but live out of Delaware with Toya, said her mom actually wants to be in a nursing home. And I do believe that's because most parents, when they get older, don't want to be a burden to anybody. But first of all, why would we allow our parents to feel like burdens? They blessed us. They brought us into the earth, right? I mean, they took care of us. Why would we want them to feel like a burden? I know I'm not going to let my mom feel like she's burdening me in any way.
Does your mother get on your nerves?
Probably build on. I build on to my house. I'll add a room on just for my parents to come stay, you know, if it came down to that.
Hello?
Wow.
Well,
what?
Sheila, sounds like you don't agree.
I do not. Oh.
Well, I mean, and again,
no,
that's why we, you know, I mean, different strokes for different folks.
Yes, sir. And it strokes in a totally different direction on this side, boy. No, sir. I want my mom.
So obviously, CeeLo's mom is going to the damn nursing home, folks.
Hey, I'm trying to get her in the assisted living now. I'm telling, because you know what, though? Because, first of all, she's a people person, right? But she don't keep friends long, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, but Dee Dee, you met my mom. My mother is hell on wheels. Okay?
You're hell on wheels.
No, like, exactly. Imagine both of us in the house. Right. It don't work at all. Mm-mm. I tried it. I'm telling you. Mm-mm. I mean, even, and I'll say this, that even when my mother, when they moved down here from Virginia, she stayed with me for a month. That's all I could stand it. I hurry up, signed the papers for the house. I was out. I let her, she took over my apartment. I don't mind. I'll help my mom out in any way that I can. Don't get me wrong. However, living in the same space now, you know, maybe a house on the same part of land, would, but not next door type. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we can stay on the same acreage.
Yes. Okay. But far enough that I know you're not going to walk and knock on the door, because you'll do it. No, sir. Just far enough out of walking distance. Mm-mm. I love her, though.
Wow.
She knows I love her.
Wow. Toya, your mom's going to the nursing home?
I'm not quite sure where my mother is. You know, and I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be funny. My mother and I clash really, really bad sometimes. So I don't know. I wouldn't want her to be in a nursing home only because I've seen firsthand how people are treated in nursing homes, especially if the family members are not on top of what's going on there.
You got to say that.
I don't think we could be in a home together. My mom and dad and me. I don't know if that will work out. Now we might have to do a separate wing. Now that's okay, Terrence. I could build a separate wing. Or maybe even a ranch right down the street from me. But I don't think we can all live in the same house together. I do want to make sure she's taken care of and that my father's taken care of and they get the best care. And I wouldn't want anyone else taking care of them because we all know people aren't going to take care of your family members the way you are. But I don't know if we're all going to be able to live in the same household together.
When they get older, I mean, I know we have all of our parents have the ability to be ornery. All of our parents have the ability to be ornery, right? I mean, at some point, you know, even when we get
ornery, may not
age,
be the word.
Thank you.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, if you're offended by how I talk,
excuse me. See, the problem is, CeeLo, you rude like your damn mom, probably, and that's probably the problem.
Oh, my God.
I mean, at some point, we all have our disagreements and our dislikes about one another. But, I mean, it comes down to, Toya, you just said it. Who's going to take care of your mother better than you? Because if your mother upsets you, somebody else is going to push her ass off the bed in the nursing home when she goes home.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It's crazy you say that, but I think the thing is, I think it also depends on the situation. Sometimes it can be too much for a person to handle depending on what the health conditions are. So, I mean,
right.
If it's to the point that I wouldn't be able to, I would rather have her, have someone to take care of her. But I don't think it would be able to be in my household. It would have to be in her own home, and I would have to pay for someone to come in to take care of my mother and father. Now, my sister, on the other hand, she would have no problem. At least I don't think she would. We might have to get her on the line. But I don't think she would have any problem at all with either moving back in with my parents or having my parents move in with her. It's total opposite.
I can't believe how ugly y'all being. This is ugly. Don Rashad, Team Hama Radio Live. Y'all are being ugly. Y'all are being ugly.
I think that you are beautiful, but now sometimes I'm scared of just the sight of your face. It's like the monster that I've always been in my closet, called my daddy, and he's scared them away. You're hanging out at night with the ghouls and goblins, leaving me here all by myself. You used to be just like Prince Charming, now you got me screaming for help. I used to think that you were pretty, I used to think that you were beautiful. It used to be just like a fantasy, but now it's just another horror. Chivalry day. Just when I thought I had my feet on the ground, I turned around, it's all up in the air.
Radio Live.
You played the song, man.
TM Hyman Radio Live.
Really?
Yo, it is 3:23 in the AM out in the United Kingdom. It's 4:23 AM out in Paris. Man, I wish I was in Paris. I'm gonna open up the lines to my co-host right now. Toya, you're back.
Yes, I am back.
Hold on. Let me jump in front of Toya.
Really?
And just say this. Terrence, I know you understand what she's saying. We're not trying to be ugly, but for instance, when you just heard me say I would take my mom in, my sister wouldn't take my mom in. My sister would put her in a nursing home, but you got to understand the relationship that Gigi and my mother has is different than the relationship that me and my mother had. We came from the
and
same
it does
home,
come down to relationships.
It absolutely
comes down to relationships.
You know, so we're not being ugly. We're just telling you the truth. We're just being real on Be Real Radio.
Would you rather
be Real Radio?
Right. But you know what, Terrence? Just because I wouldn't take her into my home does not mean I will put her in a nursing home. It's a lot less expensive, first off. Remember, this is the financial advisor here online. It's a lot less expensive to pay someone to come into your home and take care of someone if necessary than to put them into a nursing home. I would
in your home. Absolutely.
Right.
They're in your home.
They're in the home, and that's fine. I would rather pay someone that I actually know and trust and love to take care of my mother than to put her in a nursing home, my mother or my father. I myself, I'm a very impatient person. I don't have the patience to deal with anyone, actually. I just don't see. If my mother is going to be anything the way, if I think she's going to, if she actually turns out to be how I think she's going to be when she gets older,
she's going to be a firecracker, and I don't know if I can deal with it because I've seen her deal with my great aunt. She always talks about how mean my great aunt is, but she's just like her, and I can see how it's going to be when she gets that age. And we're not talking about someone who's just 65, 70. I mean, this woman's 90 years old and will give you hell, and I can see my mother being that way. And, I mean, right now we butt heads a lot. I can only imagine. It might be me trying to push her off of bed.
I mean, I feel good. I feel that's funny.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that I would push her off the bed, but I'm just saying.
Well, at least two of us would put our parents in nursing homes, and two folks would put the it. And two of us would not. Okay.
I want to know.
CeeLo, when you get old, do you expect your daughter to take care of you, or should she put your ass in a nursing home?
Hold on, but how about this? My
put your ass in a nursing home. I'll put your
ass. First of all, I know you would. I know you throw me under the bus. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, my daughter loves me, and I think that if I was.
Do you not love your mother? Do you not love your mother?
I love my mother, but in a different way, sir. Okay.
How many ways can we love somebody? How many different ways can we love somebody?
Hey, look, as far as I can reach, and I have short arms, so I'm trying to tell you. But I do love her, though. I'm talking about, like, nobody, I will not allow anyone to do her any harm, but she wouldn't either. Best believe if anybody attempted anything, she is, man, listen. No. She's in her 60s now, okay? And she threatens people. So I'm telling you, my mother is off the chain. And all, see, I'm talking about, she is like a Doberman pincher, man.
Wow.
Hey, but she's a beautiful person. She's just her own, you know.
No, I'm with it. Folks, it's 727 out in Los Angeles, California. It's 1027 right here in Tampa, Florida. I'm coming to you live. It's your hip-hop informer, your man, T.M. Hyman. You in tune to the T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Oh, man. With my very hilarious co-host, CeeLo, out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We got Toya out of Delaware. And typically, we have Miss Willingham live from VA, but she's in Delaware tonight. And tonight, we're talking about, you know, the fact that most of our parents, you know, raised us and cared for us up until our adulthood. You know, but when they become old, many people place them in nursing homes, never to turn back. And tonight, we want to hear your thoughts. Jump on at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Coming up here shortly, we have our finance segment coming live out of Delaware tonight. I'm just struggling. I'm struggling with the notion that because you all think that your parents are just so difficult to deal with that you would really not want to care for them yourselves and would leave them in the care of others. See, this is my thing. My great-grandmother died in the nursing home. Lake Taylor Nursing Home out in Norfolk, Virginia, as a matter of fact. And she was kind of ornery. You know, she was a cusser. And, you know, she would tell it like it was. And at the end of the day, everyone couldn't deal with it. And I think it comes down to the fact that as working people, sometimes we don't have time to deal with a lot of, you know, older people become high maintenance. Although they don't want to feel like burdens, we want to make sure that they're taken care of, and sometimes we just don't have time. So, Toya, I liked what you said in reference to it being a little more economical to have someone to come into the house and take care of your mother or an elder, you know, versus sending them to a nursing home where you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars a year.
Not just more economical. I just wouldn't want to put them out of their home into a nursing home. It's not something I would want to do. I wouldn't want them to leave their home. I would do everything that I could for them, but if it got out of hand and I could not take care of them by myself, yeah, I would have to hire someone to actually do that. But I wouldn't put them in a nursing home. That I wouldn't do.
Well, that's a little more encouraging. Folks, This is an old joint, but a new joint at the same time. Coming from our 106 in Park Freestyle Friday winner, my man Showtime, going for his third win this Friday. Check him out, 106 in Park Freestyle Friday. This joint is from Showtime. On the other side of this, we got Toya with our finance segment, TM Hyman Radio Live. Showtime.
Gino, I'm about to blow, 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 about to blow. Hey, hey, this here is truly unique. You gotta move to the beat, you can't stay glued to your seat. Hey, this here is truly unique. You gotta move to the beat, you can't stay glued to your seat. Gino, Gino, I'm about to blow, about to blow. It's your teeth on the beat. Here I go, here I go. I'm getting dope, I'm getting dope, and that's for sure, and that's for sure. It's going down like you never seen before. You mean to tell me?
Segment all the way from Delaware with Toya.
Hello, hello. We have talked about this week, we talked about creating a will and making sure you have that information together, those documents together, and life insurance. And one other important thing that I wanted to touch on is how to choose a guardian for your minor children if something was to happen to you unexpectedly. And I wanted to give you 7 things to consider when selecting a guardian for your kids. I mean, if you have minor children, then probably the most important decision that you'll have to make with regard to your estate plan is who should take care of your children if you should die while they're still minors. The legal term is called a guardian of the person, and most people will probably choose a family member or a very close friend to actually be the guardian of their child or children. But just keep in mind that there are pros and cons to family members and to friends. You just want to make sure you weigh the pros and cons and look for certain things when you're trying to choose a guardian for your child. So I just have 7 things that you should look for. First thing is, where does the potential guardian live? Think about where this child will actually live if you were to pass away. Are they going to be close to their family and friends that they're used to spending time with and seeing all the time, or will they have to pack up their begged and moved to another state to be with the guardian that you choose. That can affect the child or the children. So that's one thing you definitely want to look for. Not only if they are moving, you know, to another state, but are they moving to a neighborhood that's, you know, a decent neighborhood, the area, is it an area that you would, you know, approve of? So look at those types of things when you are choosing your guardian. The second thing you want to look at would be the potential guardian's religious, political, and moral beliefs. I know I wouldn't want to put my child in the custody or care of someone who does not have the same religious background that I do, the same religious beliefs, or the same moral beliefs. But political, you know, give or take, that really doesn't matter. But religious and moral beliefs would be really, really important, especially if you are very grounded, you know, in your religion and things of that sort. So that's one thing that you want to look at as well. You also want to check on the potential guardian's parenting skills. Hopefully, if it's a family or friend, family member or friend that they're used to being around, and you're actually considering them as a guardian, then hopefully you do approve of their parenting skills. I know I definitely would not want to send my child to live with someone who lets their children do any and everything that they want to do. They need to have some type of structure in their home. Another thing you want to look for is how old is a potential guardian. I mean, right off the bat, I know I would probably say, yes, I would love for my daughter to go live with my mother and father. This is my parents, and, you know, I know that they raised me right. At least I think they did. I don't know if you guys would agree. And I know that they would raise my daughter the same way. But my parents are getting older. You know, my daughter's only 7. So, you know, that's a lot of time that they would have to put in, you know, to my daughter, a lot of years they'd have to put in raising my daughter. And they're getting up there in age. So that's something that you would want to consider as well. Another thing you want to think of is the potential guardian's family situation. Do they have children? Are they married or single? If they are married and they don't have children, are they looking to have more children or looking to have children, excuse me, or expand their already, you know, established family? So that's something you want to look at, only because you don't want your child to be a burden on their already established family. Another thing, which is very important, is your potential guardian's financial situation. You know, money isn't everything, but you need money to take care of someone. So you wouldn't want to put your child or children in a situation where the finances will not cover taking care of your child. Now, people sometimes don't know that just because you choose a guardian for your child, that does not mean that that money that you may have set aside in, you know, some type of trust fund or your life insurance beneficiary or what have you, they may not know that that person that you choose as a guardian is not your child's trustee. You also have to choose a trustee to allocate the funds and watch over the funds or money that is set aside for your minor child or children. So you just need to make sure that the potential guardian, what's their financial situation looking like, and can you trust them to be the trustee of your child or children's money if something happens to you. Another thing, and the last thing you want to look for, is making sure that the potential guardian is actually willing to serve. Make sure that they actually want to take care of your child. You shouldn't pass away and in your will it just says, hey, I'm going to give my child to such and such, and they have no clue that it's coming, you know. I can't just pass away and you know, in the will it says your child is going to live with Dee Dee Willingham in Virginia and she not know about it. So make sure you talk to the person, make sure they agree on it, make sure you, you know, hopefully if you're thinking about choosing them as a guardian of your child or children, you trust them, you know them, but just make sure they know what's expected, you know, of them raising your child or children if something was to happen to you, and make sure they actually agree to the fact that you want them to be in custody of your child if something happens to you. So, you know, in addition to having a will and life insurance, it's very important to make sure that you have a place for your child to go if something happens to you.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Mixtape. Trappers. Ah. Matt Payne on the beat. Ah. Birth Mar, let's go. FLA to Georgia. Watch me move. South cat, watch me move. Ah, let go. Chewy.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Money on my mind, but my feet do the talking. If you with the grabbing it, you can get to walking. No time for no problems. Grinding like I'm starving. Shoot bricks like Shaq, rebound like Dennis Rodman. In the streets, they ask for a beat of the rock. I'm legit now, but I grind like a clock. When the sun comes up, I'm punching in the clock. When the sun goes down, I'm still on the clock. Took a little lint, then I made a few cents. Turn my few cents into some bucking Benjamins. This game in my kin, a chip off the old block. Done it like Dolomite, shout out to my grandpa. Different accounts, oh yes, he's a businessman. Like the watch my money growing, shit hits the fan. I can flip the words in the crack like tradition. Hit the strip club, turn these bitches to some riches. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. A savage with words, rack rappers, just hors d'oeuvres. Sexy women with curves, I treat them like dessert. They saying I'm a jerk without dressing like a jerk. Real nigga, it be my title, my connection is my purse. Going head first, but then I'm cautious about my steps. Playing Pac-Man whenever enemy is felt. Let me loosen my belt, beef is treated like anger. Shitting up on these tracks now, let me clean my anus. I ain't speaking Spanish, so you understand this. Homeboy, it's hard time, so please bring your basket. Standing like a captain, cut a hand like a maverick.
Greedy with this rap game, no, I gotta have it.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move.
GM Holland Radio Live. It is 8:13 in the a.m. in India. It is 6:43 a.m. in Russia. That was Birthmark, making something out of nothing. Your man T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer, you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. And tonight's topic, would you send your parents to the nursing home before you bring them into your own home? Some of my co-hosts would. I ain't judging y'all, though. I ain't judging y'all.
Whatever.
I ain't judging y'all. No judgment. But tell me this. How would you feel, how would you truly feel to know if you put your parent or loved one in a home and they were mistreated? I mean, mistreated to the point to where, you know, they had bruises on them, you know, or they went.
Oh, then we handle that,
Hold on, hold on. Or they went, you know, using the bathroom on themselves for days, you know, and no one coming to actually change that waste. How would that make you feel?
They're going to be changing that shit wherever they at, wherever she at, to her name. That's what's going to happen.
Huh?
No, man.
Can you speak English?
I didn't put her in there and not check on her, but, like, you know, drop her off at the door with her bags, wave at her and blow the horn. I mean, if she's treated like that, I mean, yeah.
You can't get mad. You cannot get mad because people do
mad.
Not treat. No,
that's what they get paid for.
You treat something with the utmost. Hold on, no, because you treat it with the utmost care and love does not mean just because you expect or you paid your money that someone else is going to treat your loved one with the same utmost care and love. So you're going to get mad at them for mistreating. You have an expectation. However, It doesn't have to be met. You should have bought, you should have, if you expected them to do, to get everything that you would have given, then you should have taken care of them at home or kept them close to home
right.
as opposed to, you know what I'm saying? So can you get mad? Initially, you want to get mad. But at the same time, if you step back and have a reality check, the reality of it is you cannot get mad. You cannot get mad because if when you set an expectation that didn't get met, that you shouldn't have set in the first place, and if you want something done the right way, you need to do it yourself.
You got
to
do it yourself. You got to do it yourself.
Okay. I had a situation where we had a nurse, hold on, we had a nurse come in for my granddaddy. He had his leg amputated due to diabetes. He had his leg amputated. He had an infection in his toe. This was before the leg got amputated. Nurse would come in. She changes bandages every three days a week. Nurse come in. Next thing you know, the nurse wasn't doing her job, and that toe got infected to the point that gangrene spread up his leg. He had to have his leg cut off. So either which way, whether you put him in there, whose fault is it? We can't blame that. That was a nurse coming in. We can't blame her. We should have been more on top, paying attention to exactly what she was doing. Because she only comes in for so many hours out of the day, you know what I'm saying? It's not all her responsibility. My grandfather was our responsibility. So we can't blame her. I mean, though she didn't do her job, but at the same time, we are responsible. We are the bottom line. We are there to make sure that his care, that he's receiving the best care. So, you know, you can't get mad. You can get mad, but for real, what's the point? Get mad at yourself and then do something about it.
Man, that's like saying you take your kid to the daycare and it's whatever when you pick them up. No, I mean, when you're paying people to take care of, or I don't care if it's a child or an adult, that's what they're supposed to be doing. And if they're not doing that, then they need to be handled or dealt with appropriately.
Right,
but let me tell you this.
Who the hell let them open their door? Then does that fall on the state? You know what I'm saying? And then from there, you know, I mean, really, these
places
aren't.
Do you really believe that, though? I mean, I really want to know this. Are you talking to create, like, a perspective on the show tonight, or are you really coming out of a sincere heart?
That's how I talk.
Really your heart speaking?
Yeah.
Okay, because it sounds as if you are ignorant to reality when it comes to what's really happening in a nursing home. Because let me give you this
instance.
I had an employee. Hold on. I had an employee that was dying of cancer, all
right?
And I can tell you this was a Caucasian woman, all right? And for those who may not be able to tell in my dialect, I'm African-American, okay? Now, as an African-American, I was so close to this woman because she was lively. Her name, for the record, was Betty General. She was lively and full of life. And I mean, like, all of a sudden, the cancer set in, and it took her down. Now, guess what? She was one of those hard-to-deal-with, honorary mothers that ultimately her kids were estranged from her. She had a son. She had a daughter. Now, I worked with Betty General for probably about 6 years. Never knew she had kids that were in the same city that she lived in. This woman got so bad, like terminally ill with cancer, she had to be put into a nursing home. Now, the job actually financed it until we couldn't pay for it anymore. Everything, until it got so expensive. But guess what? She ended up dying. There was an instance in which I went to visit her, and I visited her at least 3 times a week because her work family was her only family. Her daughter, I wouldn't give a damn how bad the relationship was. You don't just abandon your mother and let her coworkers take care of her. You don't do that. But let me tell you, going to the point to where people should be doing their jobs, there was one instance that I went to the nursing home, and Betty went to pull her fingers from up under the blankets. Now, this was a pretty good nursing home, and I don't want to call the nursing home out, okay, because I don't want no trouble. But I can tell you that I actually called the state and filed a complaint against the nursing home. Let me tell you why. Because when I was in a room with her, she pulled her hands from under the covers. Do you know, and this is disgusting, do you know that under her fingernails, it looked like peanut butter. Let me tell you, it was not peanut butter underneath her fingernails.
Feces.
It was feces.
Yeah.
It was feces. And guess what? Nurses had been coming in and out of her room all day. You cannot possibly believe that in a nursing home where there are old people who could cuss you out while they're using the bathroom on themselves, that people are really going to give a damn. It's their job. But I mean, but really, at the end of the day, I mean, who's going to take care of your people better than you? So, I mean, if folks are really thinking that the nursing home is a place where people are going to do what they're supposed to do, come on, that's just like saying people are working and they aren't drinking on the job, or people aren't getting high on the job, or people aren't stealing from the job. Come on, everybody's not 100 when it comes to what they're really supposed to do. Folks, if you just tuned into the show tonight, this is an interesting one, and we're trying to have some fun with it, but at the end of the day, we're trying to spark some perspectives. There are no right and wrong perspectives here. It's just perspectives. We're talking about when your parents get old, do you move them in with you, or do you put them into a nursing home? You know, they raised us. I don't care how evil they are. At the end of the day, you know, I think they should still die in peace, die in comfort. They shouldn't die around strangers, folks. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. This is that new one from Dirty Money featuring Drake. It's called Loving You No More. I want y'all to love y'all people. Damn, don't put them in a nursing home.
So hard to breathe, it's air that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than a hurt beat before love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, ain't gonna make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
55 in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 8:55 in Denver, Colorado. It's your man, T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. CeeLo, I did not call you ignorant.
What?
I said...
That I was ignorant to the realities of the treatment of old people. That's what you said. Running back at the end of the show, that's what you said. However, look, I know about old people, man. First of all, I was raised around old people, right? But then my mother used to work at a nursing home, and I used to wash old people's hair. I know that they're ornery. They wanted me to talk crap to them. You know what I'm saying? I called this one old lady Turtle. But you know what? She enjoyed it. Why? Ain't nobody else talked to her, but she moved slow as hell. She had her little walker, but she enjoyed it because she'd be giggling, coming down the hall, and I'd be, come on, Turtle. But they just want the attention. As a cable lady going into the nursing home, they want you to come and check their cable. They don't even have cable. They want you to check their phone. They don't even have phone. They just want somebody to talk to. I know about old people, okay? I've been to old people's houses where they have their little poop on their shirt and stuff but they want to sit there and they want you to touch the stuff that they touch. No. Mm-mm. See, those are the people that stay at home. They want, they sit in their own stuff. No. Let them be taken care of. Mm-mm. Let them people get paid for their job. And if they don't do right, then like I said, my mother will have a center named after her. What's wrong with that?
Wow. And
yes.
You're absolutely right when you say that elders, our elders, excuse me, we're not going to call them old people, our elders are looking for companionship. They're looking for interaction. And it's typically because their family doesn't come to visit them. Their loved ones really don't pay them any attention. So you're absolutely right. They're looking for some type of, you know, they're looking for somebody to socialize with, and it just happens to be you. But why you would call an old lady a turtle? Wow.
Because she really moves slow. But she giggled when I called her that. She wasn't offended. And she talked just as much mess.
As you.
Yes, but look, I'm telling you, people, you can go volunteer at nursing homes. They don't care who you are. They don't even care what your name is. Half of them won't remember it. And they just want you to come and sit in their bingo, you know. I had one man that wanted me to just come and sit with him while he ate them. I didn't know. I remember his name was Mike. I don't remember his last name, nothing. But, you know what I'm saying, I went and had dinner with him. I came back. Matter of fact, I went there for a job. He asked me would I come back and have dinner with him. I told him, yeah. So after I got off work, I went and picked my daughter up. And we went back to the nursing home, and we had dinner with him. That made his day. I don't know if that man is still alive or not. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know. Oh,
no,
man.
Absolutely. No, I'm with you. I get you. I hear you 1,000%. And at the end of the day, we all have perspectives. Toya just told me off air, you know, Tim, it's okay if everybody doesn't want to live with their parents. It's their right. And damn
right.
It, Toya, you're right.
It's
your
right.
It may not be that they don't want to, but some people just don't know how to care for other people. You know, it's not that they don't want to. They just don't have maybe the skill set, I guess I'm trying to say, to take care of someone that needs a lot of attention or needs a lot of time. So, you know, it may not be that they just are dead set on not taking their parents in or, you know, they just don't want to deal with it. It just may be that they don't know how to deal with the situation. You know,
yeah,
sometimes like before it gets out of, you know, out of control, not out of control, but it's too much to handle because sometimes, you know, as you get older, you start to acquire more, you know, health issues and things of that sort. So it may be a little more time consuming. It may you may need extra care or special care. It may not be something that you can actually do in your home by yourself, you know, without the proper training or what have you. So they may have to go into a nursing home. Sometimes you can't always keep the person at home, even if you want to. Sometimes they have to go into a nursing home.
Yeah, and you definitely have to make provisions. You know, it's not a flash cut. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's something that when you decide, if you decide to move a parent or an elder into your house. You have to prepare for that because it's a life-altering situation. And you know, I know some people, you know, feel like it's, you know, it's too much for them to handle. And I do believe that a nurse or somebody, you know, who's, you know, like you said, who has the proper skill set is necessary to make sure that the person is getting adequate treatment. And I also think it depends on the elder's situation. There are, I know some 90-year-old, you know, women and 90-year-old men who are still very coherent, very functional. They can use the bathroom by themselves. They aren't peeing on themselves. They aren't stinking on themselves. And, you know, and they aren't asking you to fix the telephone that's not there. You know, all elders aren't losing their minds. You know, all elders aren't, you know what I'm saying, aren't handicapped, you know. And at the end of the day, it's different strokes for different folks. Folks, it's 11:01 where I am here in Tampa, Florida. It's 11:01 in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's absolutely 11:01 in Delaware. Tonight we're talking about when your parents get old, do they move in with you? Or do you send them to the nursing home? They've raised us, they've birthed us, they've taken care of us until our adulthood, you know. But some folks are easy to just throw their parents off on someone else, like a nursing home staff, never to turn back. You know, some people literally die in the nursing home, unknown to their family, who've gone on with the rest of their lives. I just can't imagine, you know, leaving your mother or your father with other folks never to return. That just seems so cold-hearted to me, you know. But, again, different strokes for different folks because everyone's situation is not the same.
And you know what else, too, though? Honestly, if my mother was in a state where, like, maybe she was going to pass away or whatever, I wouldn't want her to pass away. I wouldn't want to be there when she passed away, honestly. I couldn't be there for that.
But you wouldn't let the state take her body.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't let the state take her. No, but I just would. I just wouldn't want to be there. So I wouldn't want her to be in the same house. And I walk in and she did. No, I couldn't. I've already had
that
happen more than once. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm done with that. No, I'm good. No.
No doubt, folks. This is me, Izzy, TM Hama Radio Live. We'll keep this going, yo.
Take me by the hand to be carried away.
Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man, T.M. Hyman. Shouts out again to all friends and family of the late, great DJ Law. Passed away on Sunday. I'll be headed to VA this Friday for service on Sunday. For anyone who may not know at this point, DJ Law's service will be held at First Baptist in Denby. That's the Newport News area of Virginia. First Baptist, 2 p.m. First Baptist, Denby, 2 p.m., where we will lay to rest the late, great, cool DJ Law, who lost this past Sunday. Folks, I got somebody weighing in, Rashida. Rashida says she's a nurse, and she says, I know what goes on in the nursing homes. They are overworked and underpaid. You're lucky if they check on your loved ones. Listen again. You are lucky if they check on your loved ones, they being nurses, let alone get a diaper changed or a bath. She says it does not apply to everybody, but the key is to stand in the face of the nursing home. Be the family that's all up in their shit, she says. Raise hell whenever your parents' stuff is not in order, and she can guarantee you there will not be a problem. This is coming from a registered nurse, folks. If you've just tuned into the show, we're talking about when your parents get old, do they move in with you or do you put them into a nursing home? Let's open up the lines. 757, last four digits, 4647. 757, last four digits, 4647. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You putting your parents in a nursing home or you building on an extra room for them?
Well, I mean, yeah, this is James coming out of the Seven City. How's everybody doing? Yeah, yo. Well, you know, I mean, personally, it's like, you know, as far as my parents are concerned, then I'm going to have to take care of them, you know, or make some type of arrangements where they can feel comfortable, you know, within the privacy of their own home or somewhere within my home. You know, if they need round-the-clock 24-hour care, of course, you know, we can try to arrange for a nurse to come and be with them for part of the day, and maybe, you know, I can do something for another part of the day. I have a situation going on right now with my great aunt and uncle in Atlanta to where they're at a age and, you know, my great aunt has what's called a stage 4 dementia to where, you know, she
wow.
is you know, just disoriented, to say the least, you know, a lot of times, and can sometimes hardly, you know, have trouble remembering exactly who you are. And my cousin, she does the best that she can with her two little girls, you know, going over there. My great uncle has had angioplasty surgery. And, you know, if my aunt falls over or anything like that, he can't physically go and help her or take care of her. But, you know, another one of my cousins brought up the suggestion that maybe they do go to a home where they could, you know, possibly receive, you know, the type of attention that they need most of the time.
Yeah.
And then part of the day, my cousin can still, instead of going, you know, to the house per se, she can go to the nursing home and still spend hours there, but she'll know that at a certain point in the day, you know, because it's not possible for everybody to build on an extra wing to the house, you know. I mean, realistically, and you have to provide the best care that you can. I mean, like what Rashida had said, you know, I'm aware of there's a level of poor care in the nursing homes. But at the same time, I mean, if you're coming on a regular basis, and, you know, monitoring
the
situation.
They know you're going to be there. Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, and then, you know, with another personal experience, like with my grandmother, I mean, you know, unfortunately, after we had left the retirement home or the rehabilitation center one night, she had gone to dialysis early that day, and they had given her a strong blood thinner that had allowed her to, she continued bleeding through the night. And somehow that went unchecked. And my grandmother actually ended up bleeding to death in one of those facilities.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, who's to know that, I mean, in the middle of the night, you know, something like that. I mean, even if she were right here in the same house as me, if I was asleep and she was asleep and she was just bleeding, I mean, I don't know what could have happened. It seems like, or you would think, in a nursing facility that would go unchecked, because this person's job is to be awake in the middle of the night, you know, when everybody else is asleep, just kind of checking and monitoring what's going on, you know.
But they sleep with everybody else, which is crazy.
you know? So, I mean, I think the emphasis should be put on, since these people are being paid to do a certain job, you know, there needs to be a higher standard of care in the actual nursing facilities, because there's some situations where people really need to be able to depend on that type of facility for that added care, you know? I mean, in a ideal situation, you know, we can make room within our own home and do our best to try to be a nurse. But like we know, everybody doesn't have that capacity, you know, to step up to the plate.
Everyone doesn't have that skill set. Absolutely.
Yeah, they can't just step to the plate and provide that type of attention or whatever. It's just not in their makeup. So, you know, it's a tough situation. If somebody is capable of doing it and they have the time and the space, by all means, that's the best situation overall. But, you know, really, it's a shame that we can't depend on a nursing home situation for those who are not in a position, you know. Again, you know, I mean, that's the messed up part about the whole situation, is that you can't depend on a nursing home to give your people that type of care. And you might not be able to provide that actual level of care yourself.
Yourself, no doubt. So James, appreciate your perspective, your comment tonight, brother, coming all the way out of VA. It is 11:14 here in Tampa, Florida. Coming up, we have our national entertainment news as well as world news, things that's going on coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina with CeeLo tonight. Appreciate you, James.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Get ladder 49. This is the sign of Armageddon. Oh, so divine.
Fire, fire.
everything that's in your spot. Inferno blazing with thoughts and melting anything you got. Like summer, we bring the heat and make you sweat until you drop. Yeah, you better watch, cause we gon' make it hot. We fire platters, we burning everything that's in your spot. Inferno blazing with thoughts and melting anything you got. Like summer, we bring the heat and make you sweat until you drop. Yeah, you better watch, cause we gon' make it hot.
Ain't that sound dope like a bell chime?
Yeah.
Love with your little dudes, get the on your mind.
Yeah.
Better with A's like a fine wine. Get you close to out line like the sunshine. Make dudes move with you and sin like a city line. Ain't I gonna flip the little nipple for a dime. Funny how you talk bread, birds start flying. Speaking of birds flying, we in the underworld. Keep them things in the pan, homie, like some fish frying. Got a line with clothespins, a 100 still drying. The next bitch I cop might be the one that's flying. And I burn it up. If you turn this up, burn your whole house down. You gonna need a fire truck.
TM Hammond Radio Live with your national as well as entertainment news coming live out of Charlotte with our girl CeeLo.
What's up? Good afternoon in the morning time, everybody. Well, look, I'm going to start off some world news, and this is going to be my last update for Wyclef, presidentially anyway. He formally ended his bid for the president for Haiti, but not to mention his homeland refused to, they refused a spot on the ballot. they wouldn't accept it. So, but he a loose quote, he was just saying that it wasn't an easy decision to make, but he went with the quickest path to recovery for his country. So, sad to hear it, but, you know, I guess that it was the best decision. But let's go on to my fantasy husband, 50 Cent. He's being sued again, like, for $200,000 this time over, you know, the movie he lost, like, 60 pounds for, like, Things Fall Apart. Well, the production company, Crispy Twig, they're suing him because they're saying that they missed opportunities by working on the movie. And they're saying he didn't have a director or anything. And so he's being sued again. I'm upset about that, but, you know, whatever. Now, on to Atlanta, Georgia. Bishop Eddie Long. I can't even.
Oh, my.
The sexual coercion accusations. Three, though. And they're all supposed to be grown men. I was like, whoa. I thought, like, maybe, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. But, yeah, three young men.
Hey, but this is what I heard about that, though. This is what I heard about that, and I don't understand. And I'm not going to speak on this story on this show after this comment here because I definitely don't want to perpetuate speculation, right? But
right.
What I'm confused about, I'm confused. This supposedly happened when these dudes were 16 and 18 years old, and now they're 20 and 21. What happened with the gap in between?
See, that's the thing. But look, one of them was arrested for stealing from the church. In the first,
I heard he broke into the church, and now there's criminal charges being pressed. And to me, that's a good reason to kind of make up a lie to try to bash the character of the bishop. And that's all I'm going to say.
Well, look, they're saying that, like, pretty much that he used his mega church position to build the bond with them and that they, like, he took them on long trips and gave them lavish gifts. But the thing is, even if, you know, even if they are considered adults, though, some, you know, in certain states they are at 17 and 18 considered adults. So, you know, but they said it's going to be hard to prove anyway, either way, because the defendants, they have to prove that it was like a cult-like power over them. So that'll kind of be hard to prove. But on to some other news, some lighthearted news. Common is reaching out to Ice Cube to do a future, you know, film project. And I think that's dope. And Cube is going to be releasing his nice studio album, I Am the West, September 28th. So we can look out for that one. And then Common, his album is set for release about mid-spring of 2011. And that's going to be called The Believer. And, look, on an Atlanta Housewives update, right, Kim, the tardy for the party chick, she's coming out with another song called Google Me. And it's supposed to be talking about how famous she is. Yeah, man. And then, but then on other housewife news, Candy, she's going to be singing the national anthem at the Georgia Dome this Saturday for the Bank of America Football Classic. So I know that's going to be exciting for her. And then last but not least, Jay-Z, his book cover for his memoir, Decoded, that was released online today. And then the book is set to be released November 16th, and it's going to be available in stores and online. And that's going to be released through Random House Publishing. And that's just supposed to be decoding 36 songs from his montage of music. So
the montage. That's what's good. Appreciate that that Swift Spiff update there. We appreciate you coming out of Charlotte. CeeLo.
I'll tell you who to thank later.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Break down and cry before I lose my mind.
Island Radio Live. We are back. Okay, now we're back. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's your hip-hop informer hanging out with CeeLo, Toya, and Didi. We got the East Coast on lock tonight talking about, you know, the reality of, you know, when our parents get old, do we move them in or do we put them in a nursing home? Just some quick facts right now. There's about 16,100 nursing homes in the country. The country I'm referring to is the United States of America. There are about 1.7 million beds within those 16,100 facilities. About 86% of those beds are occupied, and I think that's a huge number. You know, there's about 1.5 million residences, residences being, you know, seniors, older people that reside in these nursing homes, 1.5 million in the country. You know, their average length of time since the time that they were admitted as residences is about 835 days. You know, and going back to Rashida's comment, you know, online, Rashida said, as a nurse, you got to stay in the face of the staff in the nursing homes because sometimes their diapers will go unchanged. They'll go unbathed. And guess what? She said the family are the folks that hold the staff accountable. Don't just assume that because the people are there and they're paid to be there that they're doing the right thing. Now, CeeLo said, I'm sorry, Didi said she's had a conversation with her mother, and her mother wants to be in a nursing home, but she'll never put her there. CeeLo and Toya, have you actually had that conversation with your mother or your parents? Would they be shocked to know that you feel the way that you feel?
You didn't hear me when I said I was trying to get her to go into one now?
Well, you said so much that kind of went over my head.
I need to go stay in assisted living. Like, seriously.
And what was her response? I missed what you said as far as her response.
Oh, I never said what a response. She said, "Hell no." That was her response. She said, "I don't want to live around all those old people." But what I was saying to her, they have assisted living places that aren't just like, you know, people rolling around in wheelchairs and stuff. You know, that's what she's thinking of. They have assisted living places, not just nursing home, but assisted living where, you know, it's other people that you can go do stuff with that have the same interest as you, and you're all in one spot. You don't have to worry about no young kids or little kids getting on your nerves, running up, you know, upstairs and all that crap. You know, they're around older people, you know, and it's, you know, whatever. I don't know. She doesn't want to, but, you know, don't leave it up
gotcha.
To me.
Well,
I haven't really had the conversation with my mother, but we have talked because my mother has seen both sides of it. My mom's from North Carolina, and her entire family pretty much is in North Carolina. She's the only child up here out of, you know, a family of nine, and her mother and everyone, they were in North Carolina. And then we had one great aunt. Well, I have one great aunt that was here. It's my mother's aunt. She passed away a couple of years ago. But my mother used to take care of her. She was like her second mom, and she was, you know, they were really the only two here in Delaware. And, you know, as she got older, my mother started to take care of her home. And even though my mother was not working, it was a lot for her to do because, you know, as people get older, they tend to forget about things. So my mother would have to at least drive to check the house to make sure she didn't forget to turn the stove off and things of that sort. Make sure she's not sitting in a hot house with no windows open and no air conditioner on and no fan. Constantly checking up and taking care of her, you know, washing clothes, making sure she has food. And then, you know, because they want the companionship, even though she didn't have to, I need to go to the store every other day so I can get something. So my mom's playing taxi, running her back and forth. And then as she, you know, a few years later, she had more illness or what have you, and, you know, she started to hurt herself or she couldn't make it up and down the steps the way she needed to. And my mother still tried to take care of her. But it got to the point that although my mother's not, you know, working, because she was home all day, and really she had the time to do it. She really could not do it because it started to be too much for her. So she really didn't have a choice but to put her in a nursing home. But when she did that, she was at the nursing home constantly. They knew who she was. They knew that my mother did not play and that my great aunt had to be taken care of and was taken care of or would be a problem. So I guess if you put someone in a nursing home and you make sure that they are taken care of and the people know you and you're constantly there, you may feel a little better about them being cared for, you know, in a nursing home, opposed to if you just drop them off and not know what's going on. You know, so she's seen both sides of it. You know, she wouldn't want to have any of her children go through what she had to go through with my great aunt, but I'm quite sure she probably wouldn't want to be in a nursing home either. Now, my father, I don't know. I can't say for him, but, you know, she's seen both sides of it, so I don't know how she feels about it. I don't think she would want to be in a nursing home, but I don't know if she would want to be in one of our homes. I think she would be content in being in her home and having someone taking care of her.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I think the first step to, you know, if any of us are ever confronted with the unpleasant scenario of having to, you know, find an assisted living care facility for one of our closest loved ones, or even if we ourselves find that we may have to move into a nursing home for much needed round-the-clock care as we get older, the first thing is to know your rights. You know, you really got to know your rights, because it gets real tricky when you get into the nursing home business, because they become your guardian. You know, they become your guardian. And CeeLo, you referred to like kids going to a daycare. That's exactly what it's like for your parents. So the first thing is to know your rights. I would also recommend, you know, turn to when you're searching for an assisted living facility, you know, turn to a good source. And one source that I found was like the Elder Care Locator. The Elder Care Locator. And you can, you know, you can call like 1-800-677-1116. They'll connect you with the local agency, you know, and make sure that they help you to find a facility that meets your expectations based on what you're looking for your loved one. Again, that's an Elder Care Locator, 1-800-677-1116. And then you got to make sure you tap into the proper resources. Medicare and Medicaid, you know, services, I think, support nursing home facilities. So make sure that, you know, you've got all of your things in order. You know, contact your state's long-term, you know, care program. The state has a program. In every state, they can actually help you to make sure you're making the right decisions, that they can provide you a checklist. It just makes sure you got your business in order. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, you know, we're almost out of here because we only have about 23 minutes left of the show. It is, in fact, 11:36 where I am here in Tampa, Florida. It's 11:36 in Kentucky. It is 10:36 in Kansas City. Wherever you are in the world, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. And tonight we've been talking about, you know, most of our parents raised us, took care of us to our adulthood. You know, what happens when they get old and that they're kind of going out? You know, for me, my perspective is making sure that they are as comfortable as possible. I don't want to worry about if my mom or dad are being mistreated, if they're being fed, you know, if they're comfortable, if they're miserable. I don't want those worries, you know what I'm saying? So for me, I plan on planning early to make sure that I can either put them in a place where I know they're being taken care of, or I'll, in fact, do it myself. And Toya recommended I have somebody to come in. And it is costly. I think James actually said everyone can't build on a wing to the house. No, and I'm not saying that you should. I'm just saying that I think it's our responsibility as children, you know, to make sure that our parents are taken care of as they age and as they prepare to leave this life, you know, regardless of what the situation was. Coming up, we have our health and wellness segment coming out of Delaware tonight. Ms. Willingham is hanging out with Ms. Toya in Delaware. She's abandoned Virginia tonight, but she's still going to bring us our health and wellness segment. 917-889-3926 if you still want to wage in before we get out of here tonight. 917-889-3926. We played this one a while back, and we haven't played it in a while, so we're going to go ahead and throw it in for you. It's Kelly Price. It's a new one from Kelly Price. It's called Tired. On the other side of this, health and wellness, TM Hyman Radio Live.
There's a hole in my heart. My soul is bleeding. I need to free my mind and see what I'm feeling. 'Cause Lord knows, Lord knows, I'm tired of the way he treats me,
tired
of the guilty feeling, tired of the broken dreams,
tired
of the public things, tired of the baby mama,
tired
of the ghetto drama,
tired
of the back and forth, tired of in and out the court.
From VA tonight. I'm coming from Delaware. And tonight, Health and Wellness is speaking to you. I'm going to speak to you about healthy skin and if and why we should take care of our skin, considering this the basic, the biggest organ of our body. I think is definitely and very important that we, you know, pay close attention to it and take care of it, just like we take care, talking about taking care of our elders or our the people who mean a lot to us. We should take care of our skin, definitely, because it should mean a lot to you. Now, if someone could find a magic pill on how to stay young and healthy, they will become the richest man or woman in the world. However, I haven't located anyone in my research that has found that pill yet, but if you have, let me know, because I need to borrow $5. So, I just have some ways of keeping of different ways of keeping your skin healthy. Just a couple of tips. Some things people already know, but just to throw them out there again, some things people may not know. for it's staying out of the sun. Suntan skin may look healthy, but it's essentially just burnt skin cells. You see those ladies that have that pretty skin, oh, you look so tan, you know, so nice and just a beautiful tan, evenly toned, but it's just a body full of burnt skin cells, and they can develop skin cancer in a couple years from it, even though they look real good right now. So it's definitely not something that's healthy for your skin. Do get your sunscreen. Make sure it has a good SPF in it. Use it on a consistent basis. And definitely get checked for any skin cancers. If you see any type of moles that don't look normal, any type of rashes or areas on your skin that may look abnormal, you may want to get that checked for skin cancer. Saying no to cigarettes. Smoking exposes you to huge levels of harmful oxidants, which head straight for your skin cells and begin to attack them, leaving your skin wrinkly and discolored, and it loses its elasticity or its ability to stretch. Cigarettes also adversely affect blood circulation, which over time will add to the deterioration of your skin. So overall, cigarettes are just bad, just bad. Eating antioxidants. Antioxidants found in foods such as prunes, cranberries, and blueberries help neutralize harmful oxidants in the body and therefore, to some extent, prevent the skin from aging and deteriorating. So definitely eat your foods that are high in antioxidants. You see those juices on the shelf that says, you know, they have antioxidants. Grab a couple of those. So many different juices out there, cranberry juices, pomegranate, blueberry, ICI juice. There's so many things out there with antioxidants in it that can help you. Vital vitamins. Your skin relies on vitamins and minerals for cell growth and repair, and two essential elements. Those are two very essential elements to healthy-looking skin. Vitamin C is particularly important for firming, supple skin because the body uses it to produce collagen, which is one of the main building blocks for skin. So definitely if you're not taking some type of multivitamin or mineral, of something of that sort, you may want to get plugged in. Check in the GNC store. You may want to log on to amway.com/prayitforward to look up some of the Nutrilite vitamins because you definitely need a multivitamin or some vitamin C to help with your skin. Fats are also good for your skin. Those are the essential fatty acids, things such as omega-3s or fish oils. The fats from nuts and seeds are also good for keeping your skin very healthy. And, of course, we know sleep. It's definitely important for keeping your skin vital and healthy and oxygenated. I just wanted to give you two different products that you can use to help with keeping your skin looking healthy and over time. Two things, and one is going to be on the low end of your budget range, and the other one is going to be a little costly. There's a product called jojoba oil. It's a natural oil. It can range in the price range of $11 to $40, depending on where you're getting it from. I would suggest getting it online. It is a lot cheaper. Jojoba oil is a botanical extract of the seed from the jojoba tree. And it isn't an oil. It's a wax ester. And that's important because the wax ester is found to be the most similar to human skin oil. What we produce is called sebum or human skin oil. And jojoba oil is like next to producing your own oil. So this particular oil is definitely good for balancing any kind of oil production. It tricks the body into making it think that the oil production is balanced so it won't overproduce or underproduce. It doesn't leave you oily and glossy and looking like like you've been in the sun all day. If your skin needs it, it definitely soaks it right on in. It's very good. I use it, and you can definitely see the difference in how it affects your pores and how it affects your skin overall, and you definitely feel a lot more smooth and supple. Now, again, it does range from $11 to $40, depending on where you're getting it from. It's a very stable oil. It spreads very well, and again, because it tricks the skin into thinking that it produced enough oil in your body that it helps with balancing in every area of your body any oil production. Now, I wanted to also give the listeners some information about a more expensive skin treatment called Artistry Luxury Cream. Artistry Luxury Cream, and it's $340. And I know that sounds extremely expensive for a skincare product, but this particular product has been known to, it's like at the top of the line right now, to like that fountain of youth type of product. It makes the skin look 15 years younger. It's all the rage over in Europe and Japan. It's currently known over there as the Cream LX, but it's now made its way to the United States as Artistry Luxury Cream. And the reason it costs so much money is because of the patent-pending cell effect technology that is in that particular product. That it's called a, and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, cardiolipin, and this particular lipid helps the skin regenerate itself on a consistent basis. So they found some way to produce this particular lipid, put it into a cream, and now you put the cream on your face, and it's like a fountain of youth. It keeps you looking like 15 years younger. However, it does cost $340. So I just wanted to give you like two different examples on the high end and the low end, what people can use to help protect their skin and keep healthy.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Tell me what you need.
We're back, TM Hyman Radio Live, as we wrap this show up. We got like 5 minutes left in the show. Thanks to all the listeners tonight, wherever you are in the world. We're clocking time at 11:55 here in Tampa, Florida. It's 11:55 in Brooklyn, New York. Regardless of where you are in the world, you have been in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, and we appreciate the support. Folks, we just gave you a few tips, you know, before our finance segment, and I'll just repeat it. You know your rights. You know, tonight it's been about perspective. You know, everyone's situation is different as it relates to their parents. You know, some people will take care of their parents to the day they die. You know, some folks just don't feel like they can, you know, and I encourage them to do the right thing. You know, if you're going to take the route of nursing home, make sure that you know your rights. Make sure that, you know, you contact the right folks. I gave you a contact. I'll give it again. 1-800-677-1116. 1-800-677-1116. The next thing, again, is contact an elder care locator. Find a good place. Tap into the proper resources, Medicare, Medicaid services. You know, I mean, make unannounced visits more than once. Make unannounced visits more than once. You got to set a precedent, you know, with the agency, knowing that there's zero tolerance as it relates to mistreatment. You know, get to know some of the nurses. Let them get to know you. They got to see you more than one time. Stay alert on the details. Are the toileting needs being met right away? Are the safety precautions in place to prevent accidents? Is there exercise and rehabilitation going on a regular basis? You know, sit down with the administrator. You know, talk to him about his views or her views on long-term care. Find out, you know, if there's been high turnover in the place. You know, if so, guess what? Could be a sign of instability. You know, that's my view on the topic tonight. And, again, thank you all for listening and joining us tonight. Ladies, let's close it out.
Yeah, I think you covered everything. I don't know what to say now. Don't put your mama in the nursing home.
That's what I'm going to say. Don't put your mama or daddy in a nursing home. But, again, no, for real, just for everybody's listening, I hold no judgment. You know, I know different strokes for different folks. CeeLo, Toya, any comments?
No, honestly, it's like you have to be honest with yourself. I always say, be honest with yourself with what you can handle. You know your relationship with your parents or whomever you may need to make those decisions for. So, I mean, just be solid in that. Don't let anybody talk you in or out of anything.
That's right. That's right. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Right. And
Toya, go ahead and close it out for us.
Just to piggyback off of that, just remember that if you can't handle it, don't try to take on more than you can burden, because it can actually end up to be a worse situation in the home opposed to being in the nursing home if you don't know what you're doing or you don't want to do it. So, you know, just keep that in mind. And just also think about the cost. You know, the financial burden of actually putting someone in a nursing home can be a lot more expensive than if you even hired a family member to live in the home and paid them. You know, the state can assist you with that and things of that sort. So, you know, weigh out all of the options and do what's best for not just you, but, you know, for your family member as well.
No doubt. Good night, folks. Ladies, appreciate you. Team Hyman Radio Live, this is Bell, lightheaded.
Ladies, I just stepped to the club, looking and feeling like a million bucks. My wrist and my ring make my ear look tough, and I'm on right now, so that money y'all trust. Hop up off the whip, mad shirt, got a stain on it. It's a white tee with polo with the name on it. So I pop the trunk, get the Chris Collins shirt. So fresh, I can make it baby mama flirt. Fresh white, O2 brush at the buffer. Fresh denim on Levi's at the cuffer. Hit the back door, yeah, cause I'm underage. But got my brother ID, I'm legal in the way. My whole squad with me at the bar getting sip. But on drink a small, all the ladies getting with me. I got a chick fetish, like I'm in chick heaven. Seen a bad rap on the guy, lightheaded. She riding on me on the floor, so I might get it. A couple dances got me hooked, plus she likes skin it. I'm in no stressing, she like my style, check it. The way she kick it to me, shorty got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded, she got me lightheaded. Long hair with the pumps, giving me the right message. She got me lightheaded, she got me lightheaded. Leave with me, shorty got me weak in the knees. Long as I sweat, I don't even pay no mind to haters now. She say she like my shirt.
for, so I might get it. A couple dances got me hooked, but she like.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.